Leima Misa teach us, Sha'afal Pisha Mekayomim. No, Hashem did not take away that you have a right to do the Averis. No, you still have to listen to the Sheva Mitzvahs. What Hashem did was, Sha'afal Pisha Mekayomim, even if you do the Mitzvahs, you do listen to the Sheva Mitzvahs, Eino Mekavim Aleim Tzchar, you will not receive any reward. That's what it means, Omar Vihitter. He got up and took away the reward that if a guy does his Sheva Mitzvahs, he will not receive any reward. That's what Hashem took away. He got so angry at them, since they were not listening to the Sheva Mitzvahs, so he made a new gzera that even if they will listen, no more reward.
But Rabbi, there are righteous
Let's see. For the is that true? But Tanya, you learned. Chayyur Rabbi Meir Oimer. Minayin, how do I know? Sha'afilu oivei kechavim. A guy. The Yosek Patoira, he's learning Torah through Kekoyin Godol. His mamash achashuv is a good guy, and his mamash like a Kekoyin Godol, whatever this means. So Torah speaks out, even though we know a guy is not allowed to learn Torah, a Jew is not allowed to teach a guy Torah. The Dashna, we have the Gemara, Torah says, Pirush, it means though, the Sheva Mitzvah Shalem. They were talking about they want to learn the halachas of their Sheva Mitzvahs, that they're allowed to. The Yilu B'Shar Mitzvahs are minimus the Morris and Hedron we had. That Oibi Kechavim Oisik Patoira Chayiv Misa. If a guy learns Torah, he's Chayiv Misa for it. Say the Gemara means, if a guy learns his Sheva Mitzvahs, that's a big thing, he can learn whole Chayshim Mishpat. He spent a lifetime doing it. He learns through the whole Chayshim Mishpat. To know his halachas, it's a gezel applies to a guy. So if a guy is Oisik in Hilchas Sheva Mitzvahs, it says he's mamash like a Kohen Gadol. But Shachur would be mashma, he receives a lot of reward. Talmud 11, the pasuk says, Asher yasa oisam hodom, a person should do the mitzvahs, v'chai them, and will live from them, he'll receive reward. So, kahanim levim v'yisraelim lo nema. The pasuk does not say, Asher yasa oisam kohen levi v'yisrael, but rather elo hodom. It says, Asher yasa oisam hodom. Holomar, the Hebrew learn out, Sha'afilu oivik echavim, v'yosik ba'atera, harayhu kohen gadol, that a guy, he's also called Adam. Adam refers to a guy also. And so he says, Mash Macho Levit Chavim, Nami Kurin Adam. So the pasuk refers to a guy also, that if he learns Torah, does the mitzvahs, V'chai Vem, he'll also receive reward. He's like a Kohen Gadol. So how could you tell me that Hashem took away their reward? So Gemara says, Elo, what it means to say is like this. Elo Leimlo comes to teach us like this. She'ein Mekablam Aleim Schar Kemitsuba V'yoysa, Elo Kimi She'ein Mitsuba V'yoysa. True, that if the goyim still do their mitzvahs, they'll receive some type of reward, just not as much as they would have received before when they were a mitzvah v'yosam. If you're commanded to do something, you should know then the Eitzara stops you. Then you're afraid that something will hold you back. So therefore, if you do it, you receive more reward, whereas it's free for you. Ein mitzvah means it's up to you to do it. Nobody's stopping you. There's no Eitzara. It's easier to do. So therefore, you do not receive so much reward. Yom Rabbi Chanina, Godol haMitzuba v'Yoseh, Yoseh Mishen haMitzuba v'Yoseh. Somebody that's commanded, men that are commanded to do certain mitzvahs, they'll receive more reward if they do the mitzvahs, whereas ladies that are potter from the mitzvahs. A mitzvah says is man grama, the nashim are potter, they're not a mitzuba v'Yoseh. So even if they do it, they do not receive that much reward as a man that does it, because he's a mitzuba v'Yoseh. And Torah speaks to our Pirush, if they should doyik, he's always worried, Tamid levato yitzroi, or lekayim mitzvahs baroi. Once you have a commandment to do it, the Yetzara has his job to stop you. Therefore, you have to fight the Yetzara. Whereas if you're not commanded to do it, then it doesn't bother you so much, the Yetzara. It's easy to do it, it's not such a kunz. You don't receive that much reward. So that's what happened. After Hashem got angry at the goyim, the commandments are still there, just the reward was limited to a person that's not a mitzvah v'yosef. So, still the goyim are on the bottom hand. They have no tainus to Hashem. Ella rather, they had another summit that still came up. Ella kach oimrim, oiv dikachavim lefanav, ribonu shel olam. They still complain to Hashem. Yisrael shekiblu heichi kaimu. You're telling us that the Jews were makabel. Listen to the Torah. Who said so? Who believes it? Maybe they didn't do it either. So goyim saw that they couldn't gain, so they are goy tracks. Let me at least take away, let me at least ruin the Jews. Let me ruin it for the Jews. Hashem says back, no. Ani made them. Me, myself, I'll say this, that the Jews learned the Torah when they came to the mitzvahs. Shekaimu es ha-Torah kula. Arim lefani rebeshlam. The goyim said that to Hashem, no, nothing doing. Klum yesh av shemeid al-benoit, you're possibly this. Can a father say this upon his son? You're possibly Aedis Hashem. The Pasuk says, B'ni B'chari Yisrael, that Klai Yisrael is called the B'chor of Hashem. So we are the sons of Hashem. How can Hashem be Aedis? We're soon going to see your question, Mr. Amma. How come the Gemara talks about so much about this Goyim? What's going on here? We'll soon see. Yesh Av Shemed Av B'noi, the Chassid, the Pasuk says, B'ni B'chari Yisrael, Omelam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shomayim V'Oresh Yidu. If so, let the Shemayim and the Oretz, let the skies and the earth, they'll come as Aedis that the Jews listen to the Torah. So, Shekayimu as the Torah, Kula. Oymu lefona, so the Goyim sit back to Hashem, nothing doing. Ribbonish Shalom, Shemayim v'yoretz, Nageyim v'yedusim. They have something to gain by the status. They're a Nageya. It pertains to them. Why? Shenema, the Pasuk says, Im loivarisi yoyma v'layla chukah Shemayim v'yoretz l'samti. If I did not create a bris, which has to do with Yom Valayla, which now we're going to dash and goes on Limit HaTorah. The mitzvah goes day and night, so B'schus HaTorah, that's what keeps the Shemayim Boros alive. The Yomer Hashem Ben Lakish, my Yisiv, what does the Pasuk say? Vayere Vayivoike Yom HaShishi. What's the extra hey? The HaShishi? Mlam, it comes to teach us, Shehistna Kodesh Baruch Hu Maisa Bracious. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a condition when he first created the Shemayim and the Oretz. He put a condition and he said like this, V'yomar, Im Yisrael mekablam esat es Torosi, if Jews will accept my Torah, means they'll listen to it, be mekayim the Torah, then mutiv, then there'll be a Shemayim v'Oretz. But v'yim lav, if there'll ever be one second in this world now, that nobody learns Torah, ani echzer eschem toy v'vayu, I'll take this world and put it back to waste, to nothing, toy v'vayu. So therefore, the Goyim time is good. The Shemayim Voritz, they can't come and say, Aedis, that the Jews did the Torah. For sure they'll say the Jews listened to the Torah, because they want to still be in existence. Because if it will ever happen that the Jews did not learn Torah, there'll be no more Shemayim Voritz. So Shemayim Voritz is no Geyah be Aedis. Good, you could ask back though, but it itself is Aedis. The fact that there's still a Shemayim Voritz, that itself is proof that they learned the Torah. The Goyim don't understand this. The Goyim wants to hear Kosher Aedis come and say that they did the Torah. But Torah is the question. That the fact that the Shemayim Voritz is alive, that's the proof. The Einav made up the same thing. That they want to hear clearly. Maybe they'll hold that the fact they will Mekabla then, that's what will always be a Shemayim Voritz. That's what the Goyim will interpret it. That as long as they once accepted the Torah, they'll be here forever. So there's no proof that they're still listening to the Torah now. Yeah. Right? Samara says, behind the Yom HaChizkiyah, my decision was the Pasuk say, Mishmayim Mishmata Din, Eretz Yorah V'Shokta. When the Shemayim will hear your din, the Eretz will fear, and V'Shokta, they'll be calm. So the question is, if they're afraid, Lama Shokta, why would they be calm? V'im Shokta, if they're calm and easy, Lama Yorah, why would they be afraid? Ella b'tchila yor, at the beginning, the Shemayim Voritz was afraid whether the Jews will accept the Torah or not. Will I still be in existence or not? Well, Lipsaif, when they saw that the Jews accepted the Torah, shocked to them, they felt better. So, Amalam HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered back to the guy and listened. Amalam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mikem Yovayu V'idu. You want to hear Aedis? I'll let the Goyim themselves wake up and say Aedis to you that the Jews were Mekayim the Torah. Be Yisrael. I'll let the Goyim themselves wake up. You're Chashev a Goyim. I is Goy of possibly Aedis, but for the Goyim themselves, it's not the Kosher. A Goy could tell another Goy. They wanted to hear from the Goyim. So, Shekaim was Torah Kula. Yavah Nimrod. The first one will be Nimrod. He was a big man by you. He'll say Aedis to you. He'll prove it to you. He'll say Aedis that Hashem did not worship the Avodah Zarah. Like we know, Nimrod wanted to kill Avram, but he threw him into your costume because he saw he was going to break down the Avodah Zarah. So you see, Avram did not worship Avodah Zarah. And Yavai Lovan, your famous Lovan, let him come. Be'idu be'yakoy. Shlo nechshad al gezel. The famous lover on the Shver, he'll come and say this, that my son-in-law was clean and pure, he did not steal anything. Tobi Eishas Potiphera, V'teyid B'Yosef Shonechshad Al-Aveira, that you see Yosef did not do Znus with an Eishas Ish, so she'll come and say this for us. Yovah Nebuchadnezzar, V'idu V'chanani Mishovi Azarya, so Yishtach will tell him, they did not bow down to the Tzelem. Yovah Drush, V'yeyid B'Denio, the Dua. Daryavish, right? He didn't stop davening. Yovei Goldad Ashuchi B'tzayfer Hanamosin V'lipat Etemoni V'liyob Ben Brachi Abuzin V'yidu Ben B'Yisrael Shekayim Moskot Harkula. All these good people will say Eidus that the Jews were Mekayim the Torah. Shinemar it says Yitno Eidayim Yitzikum. Let them come and say Eidus, and the Yitzniko will say righteous for the Jews that we had before. So, okay, they lost out the Goyin. Not finished yet. Let's start over. So they finally agree that Hashem, you win us. You won us. We do not deserve any reward yet, because so far we were not Mekayim the Torah. They said, give us another chance though. Let's start over again. Let's start now from the beginning. Give us the Torah now. V'nasenu, and we'll do the Torah. Ezom lama kodesh baruch hu shaitim, you fools, shaboylam. Mi shetorah vera Shabbos, yeicha b'Shabbos. You can't receive reward. You can't do mitzvahs now. Los alavai, yemaisa Mashiach. It's too late to do mitzvahs. You get paid if whoever worked on Friday will have a suit to eat on Shabbos. But mishla torah vera Shabbos, if you do not prepare your food on Erev Shabbos, meichin yeicha Shabbos. How are you going to eat on Shabbos? This is a mashal. That's the life of this world. This world is hayom lasaisam. Now we do the mitzvahs, and we'll get reward later. But later it's too late. When a person dies, he can't do any more mitzvahs. Ela Hashem said, listen, afal pi kein, I'm going to overlook everything. And mitzvah kala yeshli, I have one small, simple mitzvah. V'sukkah shmo, its name is mitzvah sukkah. Lechu v'yasu, go and do this mitzvah, and let's see, I'll overlook everything. You don't deserve to have anything, I'll overlook you. We'll soon see why. Why Hashem is so nice. V'yasu yisrael, let me see you do this one mitzvah. The question is, how can you say like this that there'll be a mitzvah later? V'omar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, my decision was about to say, Asher anoichi mitzavucho hayoim, I'm commanding you today to do the mitzvah. So with Asher hayoim lasaisam, on this world today is the time to do mitzvahs and receive reward for it. But v'leila machar, later when you die, when you leave this world, it's too late. You can't do mitzvahs anymore. You have to know, in this world right now, we have to worry about doing the mitzvahs. Not so much about receiving the reward. The reward will be in Olam Haba. So it's a good time. Now, how could Hashem tell the Goyim, I'll give you one more chance. Ella, the answer for this whole Gemara is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bo v'tirun yim b'yosef. Because Baruch Hu does not want to have his b'yosef, his creatures, to have any type of complaints against him. Like Hashem now is teaching us limud how pure and emes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. That he doesn't want the goyim to have any little taina against him. This is loss of love. When they'll see the real truth, the real emes, they'll understand that every single thing that Hashem does is completely the truth. That's why the Gemara goes through this whole Gemara here to teach us this main point. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not have any tainas in b'yosef with his own creations. The Amai crystal good, so Hashem says, I'm still going to give you one more chance. He made an exception here. The Amai korla mitzvah kala, why is sukkah called a simple mitzvah? The chura, we know sukkah is not the easiest mitzvah. You have to go and build the sukkah on top of your roof, and you have to eat there. It's not so easy. So why is it called a mitzvah kala? So Gemara says, mishum lesbech sar kis, you do not lose out too much money. Which is also pretty hard to understand. Today a sukkah costs you a good few $100. To get the right sukkah, to get the right tzach, to get the right furniture, and everything. Alright, so one simple is, you have to say at that time they used simple wood, and it didn't cost that much. Al Pi Drusha once wanted to tell you that the whole limud of sukkahs is, you leave all your produce you just brought in the house, and go outside. They teach us, the main importance of this world is doing the mitzvahs, and just the other rabbah. If you do mitzvahs, you don't lose out, that's the way you gain. Chsar kis means I lose money. You know what, you lose money, you buy some food, you lose money, you lost it. If you do a mitzvah with the money, you don't lose the money. You just gain double on it. You have a mitzvah now. It has no loss to you. That's the limud of mitzvah sukkah. But there's a limud here that by doing mitzvahs, there's no loss at all. You'll only gain on the deal 10 times more. So miyad, right away, okay, they got the chance, all the goyim. Kolechet v'yechot, noitel v'hoylech, v'yoyis the sukkah b'reish gagli. Imagine when the Gemara's times, the place they made the sukkah was on top of the roof. Gemara, sukkah's always like that. So all the goyim went out on top of that houses, on the roof, they build a nice sukkah. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu makdir aleihem chama. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that day, Yom Rishon, so sukkahs, the sun came out mamash 125 degrees. But it's cool for Tammuz, the sun came out beating hot, like the hottest day in Tammuz. And what happened? V'chol echad v'yechad mevayit v'sukkosai, they gave a kick to the sukkah, goodbye Charlie. V'yaitz, and they left. nothing doing. I go in my air-conditioned house. I ain't going to be here. Shneon, the pasuk says, "Ninatkus masvaseimo." They cut off their change. For nashlich menosaseimo, they throw off from them their change. So Maktir, the question is, what did Hashem do here? Hashem made it so hot. Ivo Amati just got finished saying, "Ain't a Kodesh Baruch Hu bo b'tronim b'yosef." A Kodesh Baruch Hu does not want the Goyim to have complaints against me. Of course, this is the biggest complaint. You gave me a mitzvah, and then you made it a hot like anything. I can't accept it. Mishum, Samar says, "Yeah, what kind of Mishum the Yisrael Nami?" Samar says, "No, but by Jews also here in L.A." Sometimes it was 110 on Sukkot. A few years ago, we had 110 degrees on Sukkot. Yisrael Nami, Zimni, Dimash Cholut, Kufas Tamiz, Ad Chagah.